Begin the current daf in Sechel Rosh Hashanah, daf Dal, begin the Mondays, begin the Tez Masla, begin with the Gemara, like a Tshikhu Peya. The gleanings, the left bundles, and the corner of the field, these all have a halacha about the Achav. Tez is bothered. What does that mean? What are you doing even? So Tez says, what it means, L'chayv l'nich basada. You have to leave it into the field, and the Ishakal, if you take it, other boys, I say, violate a negative prohibition, and the Chsilik says, in the Pasuk, L'chayv l'nich basada, don't gather it, and says by the sheikh, Tasha, don't come back. They're going to pay. It says, don't finish off the corner. Like even the second puzzle, only like Tazev, you should leave it for the poor and for the convert. Now that's what we're saying. The halach is a heichad of the natlam. If you violate, you took it. Chayil hazalit, you have to give it back because the eavid lemhani. If you did it, you violate it. It's not effective. In other words, it doesn't help that as if it's yours and you still have to give it back. Could you still pick up tomorrow, like within the first pack in Mesetas tomorrow? And the emle hivish payim lekama. If you didn't separate payah from the standing grain, mavash lamar. You have to separate from the bundles, payim lekriyah from the smudah pile. And hence, veikabal ta'acha. There's a delay in what you have to do in your obligation, which is the act of not just a passive thing, and therefore it's applicable. This halacha about ta'acha. It's one interpretation. Additionally, you can explain. We're talking about the shakal beheta. Actually, you took it in a permitted way. How's that possible? Like a name, there's no purpose. Veikabal ta'acha. And then we're saying, but there's going to be bal ta'acha, and how's about the acha? As Tosef says, what do you mean? Tosef has read this. It says, "Hold enough, kavala medalim beis that Levi zarbe kisher. Levi planted in the place called kisher. Lahav ani amish kolekad. There was no purpose to take the lekad. Also coming to Rav Shishi, coming from the Rav Sheishes. Amala on vagid has the basin. Says the pasuk, leave it for the on in the ger. Kolei lo ivum lo tlofim enough for bats, enough for ravens. So leikom adelish kol nashi. He didn't say he should take for himself. Of him kindness with the basin. Rather, he's saying that he doesn't mind if he puts in this health of lo isalaka and lo isachala. But it's not that he's saying that that he should take it for himself, and therefore there's still an obligation to give it to the poor and to violate bal ta'acha. Now umihu, however, in the parachas of truma, from the fact that the Gemara asked him a shetcher from truma, where the im ancient kayin that if someone has tavla and there's no kayin in the city, and so the halacha is seicha para meviyah. So he hires a cow and he brings it to the kohen in this city. The Gemara asks, oh, so wait a second. So Matan Saniyim, when you're saying there's no paupers, but she should have to go with his paupers and give it to them. And the Parchna Masnitin, it also asks from a Braisa regarding Zerayah L'chem Keiva that the image of a kohen, Mal Nois V'dam. So you evaluate monetary value. And when you find a kohen, you give him their money. So the Gemara is asking, the same thing should be when there's no Aniyim. You should give them like a chikapeya. You should evaluate the monies, and you find the property, you should give it to them. The Gemara answers Shani Asan. There is different by Truma and Jerlachayim. The Keva, even though there's no Kayin, you have to look for him because there's a Sinik Sebut. The terminology in the pasuk is you have to give it. Mashma, the like a chikapeya, shakal nafsh. It sounds like by like a chikapeya, however, that actually he's taking it for himself. And even if he finds a poor person, doesn't have to give it to them, doesn't have a Nesina. Now, so wait a second. This is what he said that you have Bal Tachim, like a chikapeya. Is they took it home, and there's no poor people, but you still have to give it. But basically, what we're saying from the Gemara Chulin says Taisis, you don't have that answer because you actually see that actually you could take it for yourself. So says Taisis, Lepirish Kama Kashya. Now, however, according to the first interpretation, there's also a difficulty because the Ibidikanim, because every time he's talking about with it is poor people of the Nutlam, and he violated, he took it him. So we're talking about that's when he's getting baltacha after 3 minutes. It's right away baltacha. It's only when there's no poor people, then ain't never baltacha better go. That's when you don't violate unless after 3 minutes. But if there's poor people, you violate right away, like Rabbi Sandav up. So he said, Yishmachuk, he explained this. What's the interpretation? Where he gathered it for the poor people. Kiahi did not peritale the peya and mishpat test. Someone is harvesting and he's saying, oh, he's not taking for himself, he's taking for a poor person. He says, you should give it to the poor person you find first. And it's regarding that case where he did it permissibly, and that's what we're saying, that, oh, that he's going to violate this Bal Ta'acha, where, yeah, he has an obligation to go give it to where he's supposed to give it, and if it passed 3 minutes and he didn't give it yet, then he's violating Bal Ta'acha. Another question. He says, well, we're mentioning Matan Saniyim here. Why don't we mention Perot Oilis also from the grapevine? So it says, given the Tani Hani, since it mentions these, like a Shekapeya, the Chazan doesn't have to say all of them and didn't have to mention that specifically of Perot Oilis. The next is not the beginning words of the Gemara, Ein Soch Lema Chag HaSukkos. Now, you wouldn't have to say Chag HaSukkos, Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're in the parasha of Sukkos when we're saying Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaSukkos. So let me know why is it said. Let me just ask to say that this is the last one. It has to be in the order of Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkos, that Sukkos has to be the last. Now, so let's say Zu Girsa, according to this, Rashi's Girsa, the Girsa we have in our Gemara too. Now, based on this, they both are expounding the same type of drasha, they just come with different conclusions. The Masav Shazer Garim, that one says that this is what causes it, meaning it's only about Sukkos. Masav Shazakh, one says it's the last, meaning it has to be Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkos. So that's a little interesting because they're both saying the same thing and they're coming up with different conclusions. But Rabbi Nachmanel actually has a different girsa. It doesn't have to say b'chagam matzis. Shabbat pasuk because that's the first one yamtiv that we open the pasuk opens up with. The lomana was like, why is it b'chagam matzis? Let me just say that it's the first. Oh, so that's coming from a different point, and therefore it could come out with a different drasha, which is that of Reb Shimon that chagam matzis, chagam shvuth, and then chagam sukkos has to go in that order. Kinnik says master to begin with the gemara el tasla shabbat mayadechem that Reb Lizman Yaakov says after two yamtiv because mayadechem, which is the plural. Which Maya the Mishnayim, the minimum of plural of Maya the is two, and that's how we know two yamtiv v'altacha. Now, there's bother of the high rabbi kavanas chayvut. Although that pasuk is actually talking about obligatory kavanas, so how do you know regarding a person's nedarim and nedavos? So there's haksib beinam levam and nedarim and nedavos. It also says nedarim and nedavos there too, and therefore when it's talking about Maya dechem, we'd be including them also the v'altachas after two yamtiv. Next says not to begin with the Gemara on Pizar Keshav, which the Shemina says is different than the rest of Sukkos in these six things, which Pesach and Rashi explains. What's the Reish? Regel b'fanat, that's on Yomtiv. Meaning, Shein Shem Chag Sukkos Lav is not called that of Sukkos. What he means to say is the Bebechus Amos and Tilla by davening and by benching. Meskin Shemina says what Sukkos mentioned it as Shemina says not a Sukkos. And a Bracha asks what's the base of its own Bracha. Pesach and Rashi explains Shemavachan Hoyu Hamelech. They would give a bracha to the king. Zechlek Malach is the bias to recall when they inaugurated the Beis Hamikdash. The Chassid Malach says Malach Malach. But Yom Hashmina on the eighth day, Shmina Tzeres, Shalach Hazam, he sent the people back home. Yivarch Hazmach and they blessed the king. Ketan Tzeres the Sukkah, like we learned in the brisa of Masach the Sukkah. Where Yom Tov Achon Shachag, that the last Yom Tov of Sukkot, which has Pesach Keshav, had Pais Bevnei Atma, its own lotteries, Man Atma, its own Shachiyonu, carbon. It's on carbon, different order of carbon, the shir, song, bracha, atma, it's on bracha. Shnevek says, in the Pasuk, says, at the beginning of Shemin, the Shalchazam, Yivarch, bless the king. But problem is, it says, in Parak, Luba, Rav, the Gemara, Sukkot, of Mzayim, and Av, in Mashmakach, it doesn't sound like this. Ketan, it's on the right to teach, over the Shemin, Shavazim, Yachag, to him, carbon. Just like the 70s, the Sukkot require carbon, and shir, and a song, of bracha, and the blessing, Belina, and staying overnight. Kachmin, time, Rechulu. Wait till I'm to my bracha. What does it mean, bracha? I thought bracha was only a Shemina Tzeres. You're saying you have bracha, Shemina Tzeres, like you have bracha in the 70s of Sukkos. I thought bracha is only a Shemina Tzeres. What does bracha mean? Actually means zman. It means that on Shemina Tzeres you make a shachiyonu. But baruch, the question is, the Gemara asks, zman, kol shiva meikah? What do you mean? Do you have shachiyonu all 7 days of Sukkos? What are you saying? Just like the 7 days of Sukkos have a bracha that you're saying is man of shachiyonu, so too is the eighth day. Lastly, the Gemara concludes, my bracha. No, what does it mean? Bracha means bechas mazon and tefillah. I mean, you have to mention Shemini Atzeres in your davening. Just when you mention Sukkos in 7 days of Sukkah. So it comes to the bracha of Shemini Atzeres is actually mentioning Shemini Atzeres in davening regarding the brachas that you make in Shemini Esrei and davening, and not regarding bechas mazon. But then, Malahu, and similar to that, bracha that's mentioned in the Braisa, the Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam Hayida Hacha. Rabbeinu Tam explains over here when we say bracha by Pesach Keshav, the last base, that here it also means that you mention in Berachas Hamazon and Tefillah, Shemini Atzeres Achag Hazeh. And the regular Asmur, it's own Yom Tov. It says Shadun Lina that you have to stay out overnight, like all the Yom Tov. Now the Bittach Hanal Pirsh Lina veils. He explains what Regel Bavna Asmur means regarding mourning. Why? What does that mean? Mishum Nabin Bain Kod Perk Basa, we say, Might Kod Nav Yotes Amad Al Hakoy V'Meisoi, Shaviyam Kod Nuregel, if someone buries his dead relative 7 days before the Yom Tov. But Men Exer Shleshim, so he already finished the Shiva and is going in, that really nullifies the next event, which is that of Shleshim. Vizim Dleka Shiva Kod Nuregel, now sometimes you don't have 7 days before the Yom Tov. V'Avil Hachi, but Men Exer Shleshim, still it's going to nullify him the Exer of the morning of the Shleshim. Why? Mishum Shemin Ates, because Shemin Ates is its own Yom Tov. So you see that in regard to that, it's regular announcement that it's like as if you started the shleishim before that yom tov of Shemini Atzeres. But now, but Rabbeinu Tam Atzmei Yosef Maiv Shaloi, he himself found it in his piyut that he made by Maiv of Shemini Atzeres that kodesh lelina, that Shemini Atzeres is sanctified as a Yom Tov, and you have to do Lina in Yerushalayim, which that's his opinion. Shemini Atzeres is a regular announcement regarding Lina. V'shleishim Yudachim, and Shemini Atzeres is a Yom Tov that it pushes away the halacha of Shleishim of Avelis, Kasha Avel Minachim, like at a time when you have to comfort the mourners, which is these two halachas that we mentioned. Now, Amiu, however, you can't say that he means the Shemini Atzeres should totally push away the halacha of Shleishim totally. He won't have the halacha of Shleishim after the Yom Tov. Because I mean, Peregvasa the Maykot, because say in the last Peregvasa the Maykot, from Dalma Beis, Yom Echlef Ne'achag. If let's say, someone's sitting Shiva, one day before Sukkot, so that's considered that you already did the Shiva, and you have Hachag, you have the Yom Tov itself, it's like another 7 days. Shemini Shleim and Shemini Atzeres, which is on Yom Tov, it's like another 7 days. That's already, you already did 21 out of 30 days, but you see it's not totally pushed away, you still have to do the rest of the Shleishim. Now, on Mehid Sukkah, now Tez goes back and he rejects Rabbeinu Tam's proof from the Halacha Baracha that it doesn't mean benching the king, because like it says, Kishem Shavis Me'achag Tun Baracha Sotushmini. So he says, no, Mehid Sukkah ain't kan raya. It's no proof that it means Baracha Dahacha Kahida Hasam, like, to be like over there. Why? Because the Hasam over there, that we're saying that the 7 days of Sukkah has carbon shear bracha and lena sotush min atzeres. So lahava matzaluk min brachas malach. There you're right. You couldn't explain. That's talking about the brachas malach. Shem dalas b'shavas imachak. Because you don't have the 7 days of Sukkot. But over here, by b'sak gashav, maybe bracha means the bracha to the king. Now what's with shear? What does it mean that Shemini Atzeres has his own song? So remember in the time he said, how you b'sak nesses min v'shalom. They would say in shul on Shemini Atzeres the full mizmer. All the other days of Sukkot, and that's what we're saying, it's different regarding Shir. They wouldn't say the full Mizmer. Half they would say one day, half another day. It says in Sukkot of Nehem and Aleph, how they would sing. Which that's the Rosh Davis of the Perikot Tehillim that they would sing at Sukkot. Additionally, they would say in Shulam Netzech Ala Sheminis, which refers to this eighth, which is the eighth day, Shemini Atzeres. Maybe that's the same thing that Levim was saying in Beis Hamikdash. That's why we say that was the unique shear of Shemini Atzeres, different than the rest of Sukkot. Shemini Atzeres has to begin with the Gemara Tefasta, Merubah like Tefasta. If you're grabbing more, don't grab. You grab what is definite in a lesser way. Now, this is a Tamar Gdikim that's mentioned many times in Shas, which Tezis says, Loi Domi Lahod Darshinon. This is not similar to what we darshan elsewhere in Gittin of Mevom and Aleph, that how many days does it take for a woman to become a zava with her flow of blood? Where it says yamim, which is at shnayim, that's the minimum is two. And rabim, many days it says over there. Rabim, let's take it one more. Let's take it to shleisha, to 3 days. And that's because of trust and like the fast. Tesis says that, yeah, the hasan nichet fei. There it makes sense more why you're not going to grab more. Shem bas laisiv, yesim shnayim, because if you're going to come to add more than two, you know, so there's no end. So if you go after the minimum, which that means two, and then shleish, and then rab means three. Avlochi yeshu b'masayiv. Here there would be an end; it wouldn't be unlimited because the tefemish ma'alei obviously is not going to be more than eight, and because it's only between seven and eight, so it's not necessarily the same type of svara logic like you have over there of tavasta mudubli tavasta, because there it's unlimited. He wouldn't have that svara unlimited. Now, but Tezkan Tanya and Tezkan in the Braisa teaches us that when it says yamim, that means time, that means two. Yocha yom harbe, so you would think there would be many days. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, whatever something could mean a lot or mean less, fasta merubah l'tefasta, you don't grab more. So here it's about more and less, not about unlimited. He says it differently. He says, shtei midas. If there's two measurements, achas kalav, achas in the kalav, one finish or one doesn't finish. We measure the one that finishes, another one that doesn't finish. Again, a different way of putting it. Rabbi Nechem, he says, what's the buzzer coming to do? To open or to close, etc. Meaning, it's going to do what's definitive, which is the miyat, the merubah. You don't know exactly till how much, and therefore that's why you say the svar fasna merubah like the fasta. That's where it's written over there in Taisvis. But what you see in Taisket that according to Bekiva, we always go after the shehamut, even if the merubah has a measurement, and therefore you could say that our sugi would be going like that of Rabbi Kiva.